Blog Talk Radio.
To day 99, which was spectacular in our nation's capital, but day one, as you remember, was cold and gray back in January when the president took the oath of office and spoke of American carnage and rattled the establishment with these words.
Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left. Americans want great schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families. But for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. An education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. We've defended other nations' borders while refusing to defend our own.
All themes that have been part of the first 99 days. The president's approval numbers right now in the mid-40s. And while 30 executive orders and 28 bills have been signed into law, 13 of which were bills that were rollbacks from Obama-era regulations, the big three that he campaigned on, health care, tax reform, and immigration reform, have not happened quickly as he had hoped. The president is clearly frustrated to some extent with the Republican Congress. The businessman, now president, learning that the wheels turn slowly in this town, and he sees his biggest wins so far as outside our borders. Earlier today, we spoke about both.
Well, I think I've gotten and developed tremendous relationships throughout the world with the leaders. That's something that you won't, you know, we have this artificial barrier called 100 days, which I'm not a big fan of, but of course,
although
I
he's made a pretty good effort to get a lot of things done in the past few days.
No, I fall victim to it also, but it is very much an artificial barrier, but a lot of things can't be really determined.
Giving you the actual facts. The hard facts drawn from the best possible source. We're back here again live on Blog Talk Radio, getting ready to deal with what I call the Trump agenda. The Trump agenda. Huh? We're going to be talking about the Trump agenda tonight. You know, the media is not giving this president a fair chance. They are not allowing this great president to govern. And that is problematic because this country is ready to go forward. The American people are ready to go forward. It is business as usual with the American people, but there again, Democrats, the party of corruption, the anti-American party, were not allowed for this president administration to go forward and govern. Now, I'm going to talk about a lot of things here within the next hour. Within the next hour, I'm going to talk about a lot of things here because I think it's very important that we address these things. And you're going to hear lots of sound bites coming from CNN, what I call the Confused News Network. Yeah, CNN is the Confused News Communistic Network. And they are going to be trying to lure you in have you confused about the way this country is going. And they're going to bring out these fake news media polls. You know, they love to take these polls, which always reflect the president in a negative light. Well, the American people are still on board with this president. This president has not lost his base. He has not lost the will of the American people. He has not lost the confidence of the American people. But the fake news media and liberal Democrats who lost because of their own moral failures, they will have you to believe that the sky is falling and this president just can't get it together. No, things are going good for this president. They're working. They're working on behalf of the American people. They are working on behalf of you. They're concerned about education, and they're concerned about jobs, and they're concerned about securing our borders, and they are concerned about fighting terrorism. And Democrats don't want to fight terrorism. Don't you think for a moment that liberal Democrats, the Democrat Party, those on the left, the anti-war party, that they actually want to fight terrorism and evil, because they don't. They don't have the more natural desire to do so, because they want to cave in to the terror, the terrorists. They want to cave in to ISIS, Democrats, are friends of ISIS. They are friends of the enemies of America, the Democratic Communist Party. So we're going to dive into a lot of stuff tonight. Within the first hour, going to try to cover a lot here. And you can feel free to call in at the guest call-in number or the call-in number of the show. And that number is 713-955-0441. Again, that number is 713-955-0441. And you can call in and say whatever you desire to say on the Black Conservative Show. Because I do not believe in political correctness. There is no censorship here on the Black Conservative Show. No censorship at all. You have independent expression, judgment on this show. No one is going to silence you. I don't silence free speech on the Black Conservative Show. Now, on the other liberal shows, those failed liberal shows, Democrats, those on the left, would choose to silence your free speech, to undermine your liberty, but not here on the Black Conservative Show. No, may it never be. Not here on the Black Conservative Show. We allow for independent thinking, independent judgment, and independent expression from all callers and listeners. So we're talking about the Trump agenda today, and I'm going to go straight to the phone lines and take a call, because I want you, the caller, to be the guest on the show and not myself. Let's go to the line. I think we had a phone call there. Well, never mind. I see which number that is. But there again, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts drawn from the best possible source, that is exactly what I try to do here on the Black Conservative Show. Again, there is no hidden agenda here. We deal with politics from a philosophical perspective, theological perspective, and a political perspective, even from a biblical perspective. Yeah, we deal with politics even from a biblical perspective. So the president is advancing his agenda. And, you know, the president said some things this week that really got Democrats upset, especially when it comes to North Korea, when it comes to the Philippines. Democrats got upset. The news media got upset because the president, you know, this president said, hey, look, I'm going to try to have peace talks. I'm going to try to negotiate, and I'm going to try to talk some sense into these dictators, some of these world leaders and dictators, and I don't find that to be inherently evil. You know, Barack Obama butted heads with Fidel over there in Cuba. Who is it? It can't come to my mind now. But I think it's Fidel Castro, I believe. Yeah, Fidel Castro. Cuba. Yeah, that dictator over there. I didn't see the media having a fit when Barack Obama was rubbing noses with Fidel Castro. I didn't see the media going on a frenzy, an outrage over that. But because it's President Trump, it's President Trump, matter of fact, who defeated the media, one-handed defeated the media, brought the media down because they were in the tank for Hillary. They built a firewall of protection around Hillary. And this president defeated the media, defeated Democrats and the establishment, defeated them hands down, all by himself. President is saying, hey, look, you know, all things being equal or reasonable, in reasonable circumstances, whatever the case, I talked to North Korea. I talked to Kim Jong, or whoever his name is. We'll sit down under normal circumstances. He would talk to world leaders to try to talk some sense into the heads of that dictator over there in North Korea before we use military strike on North Korea. You know, this president is going above and beyond the call of duty, warning North Korea not to launch their missile, their nuclear program. You see, this is not the president to be ignored by North Korea. Barack Obama, for 8 years, you know, over there in North Korea, Kim Jong, they ran circles around Barack Obama. Yeah, they ran around the head of Barack Obama, the half elephant and mostly donkey president who's not in office now, who is over now in Southside Chicago dealing with the criminals and the thugs those are poverty stricken areas. Not that he can do anything to help them, to save them, but there again, for 8 years, President Obama done nothing at all that posed a threat, Kim Jong-un. Nothing at all. But this president is saying, President Trump is saying, hey, look, not good what he's doing, testing his nuclear capacity, his missiles, not good. Not good. You see, North Korea would be insane towards the United States. They will be insane to make any attempt to launch a military strike on our troops over in South Korea. it would be absolutely a suicide mission for North Korea to do that. Because we have a president in office who is not a in chief, who is not a coward in chief like Barack Obama was. But we have a president in office who is full of courage. He is the commander in chief. He is not going to cut and run when it comes to North Korea. This president is not going to cut and run. So they give it time. But Democrats and the media, those on the left, are saying Trump is giving in to these dictators. How can he allow the prime minister of the Philippines to come over? How can he talk to them? How can he invite them to the White House? Well, at least you Democrats forget. I always say the fundamental difference between conservatives and liberals, an elephant and a donkey. The fundamental difference between an elephant and a donkey and conservatives and liberals. Number one, like myself, a conservative, an advanced conservative, a hardcore right-wing conservative, and I'm proud to say so. I am for right. I'm so for right, it's extreme. And I make no apology for that. But conservatives like myself, we operate from a foundation of logic and facts. Basic principles, basic truths. Conservatives think foundational thoughts. Our thinking is not crooked. We are orthodox in our thinking, in our school of thought, in our worldview, in our principles, in our concepts, in our ideas and policies and worldview can be lived out. It's not irrational or illogical. And our worldview, our concept, our school of thought, conservatism is based on sound science and sound evidence. In contrast, liberalism, besides being a mental disorder, liberals, you all operate from a foundation of feelings and emotions. And your way of thinking is irrational, illogical, and is not based on sound science. Your worldview is what we call a state of confusion. Liberals thinking, their thinking is not straight. Their thinking is crooked. Go by and operate based on feelings and emotions. That's how they respond to every crisis. That's how they respond to every event. That's how they respond to every issue or problem, a crisis. They do not think, liberal Democrats and their subjects, their followers, you people do not think foundation thought. You have become corrupt in your thinking. And everything you do, in everything you say is irrational, illogical, incoherent, and cannot be lived out. Your worldview is not adaptable. No one can adapt to liberalism. It's not adaptable. You can adapt to conservative worldview. It can be lived out. It's adaptable, but not liberalism. You have to have a closed mind to be able to embrace and cohabit with liberals. So that's the fundamental difference. In one way, conservatives like myself, we operate foundation of logic and facts. Based on sound reason, sound science, can be verifiable, it's evidential. We think basic principles, basic truths. First principle, basic truths. You see, the symbolism of the Democrat Party, liberalism, is a donkey. You know why? Because, number one, a donkey is stubborn. Even God instructed the children of Israel not to yoke up an ox with a donkey, because a donkey is stubborn. And a donkey tends to forget what he or she said weeks or months or days ago. They tend to forget what they said months ago. And they'll come back and say something that would totally contradict what they said a month or two ago. Democrat politician does it all the time. They affirm one thing and they condemn another. They condemn one thing and they affirm another, and then you catch them in their lie or in their contradiction, and you say, hey, by the way, a year ago, 2 years ago, you said this. Your position was this. You were pro-life. You were pro-marriage. You were pro-legal immigration. But now you have flip-flopped. And they come back a month later, and see, they tend to forget. A donkey tends to forget what they said. They can't remember. Donkeys have short-term memory. That's why Democrats have short-term memory. And that's why it's easy to catch them in a contradiction. It's easy to trap them. They're very predictable. It's easy to catch them in a lie, though they'll never admit they lie. Because Democrats have short-term memory. Unlike conservatives, unlike the Republicans, the symbol of the Republican Party is an elephant. It's an elephant. You know why it's an elephant? Because you don't have to remind an elephant of anything. An elephant never forgets. You can ask a Republican something he said 2 months ago, and he would say, hey, yeah, I confirm. And he's going to be beating the same drum 2 months later, because Republicans, a conservative, is consistent all the way through. They're logically consistent in their argumentation. They don't have short-term memory. They don't have to shift the conversation, the discussion. They don't have to engage in insults and name-calling and personal attacks like Democrat does. They don't have to do all that. They always remember, I'm a conservative. Hey, I can confirm and remember what I said 8 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, and I can pretty much quote it word for word. Yeah, you're right. You see, no Democrat can go back on a black conservative show and look at the previous broadcast and say, oh, you said this a year ago. Now you are saying something different. No, you would not be able to go through and find a contradiction in any of my argumentations or presentations on this show. I am logically consistent all the way through in my school of thought. I'm very consistent and persistent. Democrats are far from that. Giving you the hard facts, actual facts, drawn from the best possible source, here on the Black Conservative Show, going to take a break. I am going to take a break, and I'm going to be back here in a minute. And don't you go anywhere. Don't you go anywhere.
All right, tomorrow marks President Trump's 100th day in office. For some, it feels more like a year. For others, the blink of an eye. Here is President Trump's first 100 days in 360 seconds.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that the Washington Monument was packed.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts.
I think sometimes we can disagree with the facts.
3 to 5 million people voting illegally?
I think we'll see where we go from here.
We are going to get the bad ones out.
President of Mexico canceling his planned visit to the United States.
It's banning Muslims.
We put the 7 countries initially into the executive order.
The Justice Department would not defend the new Trump Muslim ban.
Donald Trump tonight has fired the interim attorney general.
We had a Monday night massacre. Sally Yates
would not defend the Trump administration's travel ban.
Nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch.
We are officially putting Iran on notice.
The new president attacked the Australian prime minister.
Judge Robart's decision puts a halt to President Trump's executive order.
This is soapy water, and I'm washing that filthy lion's mouth.
You get a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Well, you can choose your plan. And you know what the plan is. This is the plan.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I was telling you.
That the powers of the president will not be questioned.
Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe holding a meeting with their aides in the outdoor restaurant.
National Security Advisor Michael Flynn handed in his resignation.
There is not an illegal issue, but rather a trust issue.
I think we're going to make a deal.
That's the art of the deal.
President Trump's first solo press conference
delivered an epic rant today.
I inherited a mess. It's all fake news. Not good.
I was
quiet, quiet, quiet. The biggest electoral college win since Ronald Reagan.
Everybody who is here illegally is subject to removal.
People that are here illegally. It's a military operation.
January raid in Yemen.
The mission was successful.
Everything that is broken in our country can be fixed. We will never forget Ryan.
He became president of the United States in that moment.
I never had meetings with Russian operatives.
Now accusing his predecessor of wiretapping him at Trump Tower. Now this is just one of 6 tweets President Trump fired off.
There was no such wiretap activity.
Travel ban 2.0 is out today, and
President Trump dispatched his top officials to make the hard sell on behalf of the American Health Care Act.
Focused on repeal and replace of Obamacare.
Are we going to do what we said we would do?
White House has accused President Obama of getting Britain's spy agency to put Trump under surveillance.
He stands by it. You're mischaracterizing what happened today.
As far as wiretapping, we have something in common, perhaps.
There is circumstantial evidence of collusion.
The FBI is investigating the Russian government, and that includes investigating the nature of any links
between individuals associated with the Trump campaign.
It seems to me to be some level of surveillance.
Do you feel vindicated by Chairman Nunez coming over here, sir?
I somewhat do.
The White House backed plan to repeal and replace Obamacare is dead.
And we were very close to doing it.
The Republican plan to get rid of Obamacare failed today.
It would be worthwhile for the chairman to recuse himself.
We never talk about sources and methods.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is requesting immunity. President Trump goes after the Freedom Caucus.
Neil Gorsuch will be confirmed this week,
asking he be able to earn 60 votes.
I leaked nothing to nobody, and never have and never would.
When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, with a chemical gas, that crosses many, many lines.
House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes will step aside from the Russia investigation.
Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria.
The United States will no longer wait for Assad to use chemical weapons without any consequences.
The show of force by President Trump does not seem to have deterred Syria's president.
If you gas a baby, if you...
You notice liberals are always sad. They're always disappointed. Nothing is all. Nothing is never right. and they always, you know, they're always blaming America first. I never understand that about these individuals. They always love to blame America first. Pretty much for all the social ills of the world, all the problems of the world, Democrats, they just simply love to point out America and pretty much want you to think that America is, you know, the reason for, you know, all the evil. That's right. They want you to think that America is pretty much the problem for all the evil of the world. That is just not the case. All right, the number to call in again is 713-955-0441. I had to get used to remembering that number because this is the new and improved Black Conservative Show. We were on air on Blog Talk Radio years ago. You know, years ago we was here on Blog Talk Radio, and man, I tell you, each and every night we had about 200 listeners and plenty of callers calling into the show, and I took a break, a little time off after the presidential election in 2008. And man, I tell you, getting back into the swing of things here, and it is moving. I was looking at some of the numbers, the people who were listening to the show, and the last couple two broadcasts. Man, there are about 25 people who are listening to one of the first shows, and another another 21 and another 7. And I'm like, wow, this is going to pick up. And that's how the Black Conservative Show started out 8 years ago. Nobody knew me. I would do these lectures, and there would be no one in the chat room. Of course, one or two, maybe one or two callers. And it began to build and build. And within a month's time, the Black Conservative Show was at the top of the chart. We were at the top of the chart. Just that fast. So it just goes to show you, you have to have faith in yourself and confidence in yourself, because there are people out there who are listening. That they may not be listening when the show goes live, but they are actually listening when we are off the air. So I want you to continue to be a regular guest here on the Black Conservative Show, a regular listener to the Black Conservative Show, because we're going to have some momentum after a while. In the next couple of months or so, we're going to have some momentum, because I am going to continue to fight the good fight of faith, getting the word out, and because the Black Conservative Show is definitely coming to a town near you. It's coming to a town near you. We'd like to have a good time on the show, and we did in the past. I spent countless of hours in debate and discussion with the callers and listeners, so it's going to rise to the top. You just give it enough time, and I want you to be around when that happens. I want you to be able to attest to that. Again, talking about the Trump agenda, this president is doing well, and there again, I always encourage the callers and listeners and people who I run into concerns about the president and don't understand some things, or they get confused by the fake news media about what this president is doing and how things are moving. And I always say, hey, look, if you want to get the hard facts, the actual facts, you want to go to the source. Go to the White House website. Go to the president's website, whitehouse.gov, and look at the and listen to some of the meetings that they're having with big companies and job creators and business owners and other leaders and different organizations. Go and check it out for yourself. Don't let the media brainwash you or indoctrinate you about what's happening. Hey, go and look and listen to the press briefings. The secretary, to the president, go and listen to the briefings for yourself. You'll be surprised some of the things that you'll learn from the appointees, cabinet members, secretary of education, and of labor and reform and finance. Hey, the secretary of state. You know, the attorney general, go and listen to them giving their feedback to the attacks. You know, they're being attacked on every hand by the media. Go and listen to them defend themselves. You'll find out that the media has it all wrong. This Trump administration, the president is working hard every day for the American people. I kid you not, folks. I'm not saying this just to carry the president baton here, but I'm just telling you, you need to go and listen for yourself to the president's speech. Listen to some of the meetings that they have at the White House with different leaders and companies and CEOs and automakers and job creators, as I say. Hey, go and check it out for yourself. Don't let the media brainwash you. You know, don't allow for them to get you caught up in all the media circus and the protesting. No, don't allow that to happen. You have a logical mind. You can think for yourself, and you'll be surprised what you learn by getting things from the actual facts from the horse's mouth. So, there you have it. And we're going to be back tomorrow night, too, at 7 p.m. So let everyone know the Black Conservative Show is going to be coming on at 7 p.m. each and every night. And we're going to stick to it. We're going to stick to it. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. We're not going to be moved by the adversary, not going to be discouraged. Yeah, but we're going to continue to inform and educate the American people on the facts, on the issues of what's happening. You know, they talked about the budget. You know, the president talked about the budget here, and he out-negotiated the Democrats. And it's not even his budget. That's a budget that was wrote up and looked at last year before Obama got out of office, and he failed to sign the budget. But the president outsmarted his critics. We're going to be back in just one moment. Join us back again on tomorrow. We'll be back here live on Blog Talk Radio, giving you the hard facts and the actual facts. Don't be thrown off guard by the fake news media. No, don't allow the fake news media to give you stubborn facts. You can think for yourself. And we're going to see a lot of improvement coming up in the next year or two with this administration. And you're going to be surprised with the job creation and the reform, tax reform, and with the health care that's going to work in concert with the will of the American people. So join me tomorrow back again here at 7 p.m. Going to have open conversation. It is Wednesday night. We're going to have open conversation right here on Black Conservative Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you next time.